from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This is the Big K Morning Show, and we welcome Rich Fitzgerald, Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission. That's 10 counties in a city. I think it's great that you've had this extraordinary run as county executive here in Allegheny County for 12 years. We're on council before, but now, so when you talk to these commissioners, it's bipartisan in your efforts to build a better region. So you know their roles, you know their jobs, you lived it.
Right. And they are the highest elected officials, the county commissioners in their counties. So a lot of the mayors and a lot of the township commissioners and school board directors, you know, look to them for, I'll call it some of the bigger infrastructure needs that they might have. Obviously roads and bridges, a lot of them come under them. But what we've seen right now, and we've talked about this on the show before, broadband, a lot of connections that people in Pittsburgh and Allegheny County take for granted. But if you don't have internet connection, think about how you're cut off from the world in so many ways. I even think about last night's speech. Certainly you could watch it on TV, but a lot of what goes on in the comments come through social media.
Absolutely. Get,
watching what's going on Twitter on real time, or Facebook, or whatever platform that you're on. So if you don't have that connection, you're not part of that conversation, whether you weigh in or whether you just listen on, you know, watch it. Those are just one of the things. For young kids being able to do their homework and be able to do research that so many people do when they're doing papers and they're doing term papers and research and different things. So we sometimes take those for granted. But if you're living in Greene County and Fayette County and Armstrong County, it's not necessarily something that you have.
So whose responsibility is that? The federal government, the state, the local counties, municipalities?
It's kind of all of us. And right now, the federal government, through some of the infrastructure bills that have been passed over the last couple of years, they have provided money to the states for the most part. So the state, Governor Shapiro and his team have set up a broadband authority that is now distributing those funds and distributing the resources to start to do this. And then they partner with some of the internet providers. We know about the Comcast and the Verizons, but there's companies out there like Windstream and Armstrong that work in these rural communities that really do provide, whether it be cable service or internet service. And there is some federal money through the state money through the federal government that will be providing that money. So the county commissioners have spent a lot of time working on plans out in these small communities that sometimes that we may not even know. We know the Latrobes and the Uniontowns and the Butlers, but there's small towns that might only have a couple hundred people that do not have that service.
You know, I used to think about that driving back when cable was king, you know, to the outer communities and thought in some places up until cable, which was invented, by the way, in Pennsylvania.
Exactly, yeah.
because they couldn't get reception. So a guy ran a cable to an antenna on top of a hill to the town in the valley. And I thought these people were just, you know, non-communicado. They were off the grid. And that still exists. It's hard to believe for many people.
It was cut off. And again, if you the history of this country, one of the people that became very famous as a politician, a guy by the name of Lyndon Johnson, brought electricity to rural areas back in the 30s. So again, urban areas had electricity, but if you lived out in the hinterlands, you didn't have electricity. It's almost the same way 100 years later that people in the urban areas have cable, or excuse me, have internet service, but if you live out in these rural communities, you may not.
Yeah, you don't think about that. Electricity didn't just flip a switch and everybody had it. It took a long time to get it out to those communities. And Westinghouse played a huge role in that.
Absolutely. And Pittsburgh always does. And it was interesting, you know, coming in this morning, you talked about the transplant. Where was that developed? It was developed here in Pittsburgh 30, 40 years ago, a guy by the name of Dr. Thomas Starzl, who created the anti-rejection drugs that allowed transplants to occur. So Pittsburgh always seems to be in the mix of all those type of things.
And I attended an event for Children's Hospital last night for their oncology department, and we kind of are blessed with the medical community that we have in this region. And again, you assume everybody has access to that around the country, and they don't.
No, they really don't. And you will see at places like Hillman Cancer Center, Children's Hospital, other places, people come from around the country, around the world, sometimes to come and get the best that have the resources, obviously, to do that, the best of medical care. So we often do take that for granted that we have these great facilities in our backyard, but we shouldn't.
Coming up, we're going to talk in the next 20 minutes to Commissioner in Greene County. They've got a big event going on.
They do. Last week, as I mentioned, we went to the Fayette County Fair. What a fair that was. That was just incredible. The commissioner, Commissioner Vassides, Commissioner Dunn, Commissioner Lohr got to see them. It was thousands and thousands of people that were there.
I got good news for him weather-wise for Saturday and
Do we
Sunday.
Have good news?
Spectacular weather.
He will talk about Commissioner Ed Green's going to be coming on, by the way, who served in the Secret Service. I mean, they've been in the news.
That's so fascinating.
And previously to him becoming elected as county commissioner in Greene County, he served this country in the Secret Service. So might want to talk to him a little bit about that as well.
That's probably a rare.
Very timely, yes.
A rare resume checkpoint that most commissioners, he's the only one I've ever heard of.
That's the only one I've ever seen either. So he's also on the fair board, and the Greene County Fair, which I have gone to in the past, is a tremendous, and that's what's going on this week down in Waynesburg, not that very far from where we are right now.
We'll tell you more about that coming up on the Big K Morning Show. We're in studio with Rich Fitzgerald. One of the things that we have a reoccurring theme, Rich, in our conversations is about jobs. And there were some recent job fairs in Westmoreland County that were very productive. I think people were surprised when you said 600 jobs were available just in one place.
Just in one place. And what we have some more job fairs coming up. And one of the shortages we're hearing about is postal workers, mail carriers and postal workers. So there are a number of job fairs that the United States Postal Service are having around the region. Today in Beaver Falls, for example, at 10 o'clock this morning, there was a job fair in the Beaver Falls Post Office. And tomorrow they're going to be in the Washington Post Office down in Washington, PA. That one also be at 10 a.m. And then on Friday in Uniontown, our friends in Fayette County will be having a job fair again at 10 o'clock at the Uniontown Post Office. So, you know, depending on what type of job you or someone in your family, they might be interested in at least showing up, seeing what's available, what's out there. Jobs is something we've always focused on in this region. It's interesting now that there are so many unfilled jobs that companies and organizations are looking to fill.
As you know firsthand, and Marty and I talked about extensively everywhere we went, every business owner, large and small, talked to us about the need to get good quality candidates for jobs.
And how often do you go to a place, a restaurant or a coffee shop or whatever, they're not open on Mondays or they're not open on a certain day or a certain time because they can't find enough people in staffing? I don't remember that in the pre-COVID days, I guess it may be a way to say it. But nowadays, it seems to be very commonplace.
What do you attribute to that? Because it's head-scratching, especially in the restaurant industry. We found every one of them, some of them eliminated having dinner and just started with breakfast and lunch or had to rearrange their schedules because they couldn't fill the jobs.
It's hard to, it really is hard to believe. You know, I don't know if it's you know, just a shortage of people, you know, young people maybe coming out of school or in school looking for those opportunities. I mean, we've heard, you know, about some of our colleges seeing enrollments drop, although I've recently seen good news with W&J and Point Park and IUP getting an increase this year in their enrollment, which is good news. But it is head-scratching, Larry, as to why, whether it's in construction, whether it's in healthcare, whether it's in hospitality, that people really struggle to find enough workers.
I think the crafts in this region, you know, the men and women who, you know, use their hands to work, has seen an increase in people's interest because they're sustainable jobs, you know, for families that they can live off of.
Well, they're not only sustainable jobs, but when you think about sometimes the cost of going to a four-year university or college, the amount of debt people that take out, going into the trades, you don't get that debt. You go in through a four-year program. It's an apprenticeship program, but it's kind of on-the-job training or on the skill training where you don't take out that debt. And you do make a tremendous living. You know, people start their own businesses. People go work for various organizations and construction companies and have the ability, quite frankly, to work almost as much as they want to and make a very, very good wage.
You know, and where would you say if somebody said, okay, Rich, people ask me, hey, I'm looking for a job. What is the best resource? Where should they start in that process if they feel overwhelmed?
You could go on to like something like a PA Career Link. You could go to the Workforce Investment Boards, depending on where you live. If it's in Pittsburgh and Allegheny County, it would be Partners for Work. But if you lived in Armstrong or Indiana or Butler County, it'd be the Workforce Investment Board. Again, PA Career Link. But also go on like Indeed. Go on to the Indeed website, and then you can search through there. You can go to your libraries, the Library Association, both in Carnegie Library. They often, you can go in there, and they can direct you to get online and go through some of these opportunities.
We still have libraries.
We do.
They're still effective, and they're, in many cases, modernized. So it's a tremendous resource, especially for people who say, well, I really don't have the right technical equipment at home with the computer system. They can do all this stuff in a library, and they can do it for free.
Absolutely. And you go to our libraries that are in neighborhoods tend to be very, obviously, very friendly and welcoming places. And, you know, your local librarian is often very, very helpful in guiding you through that if you have difficulty, you know, navigating the websites.
So check it out. Completely off that.
There
topic.
Are jobs. There are jobs out there. Go to work.
There's jobs. Meanwhile, have you been up to Steelers camp yet? I know we talked about.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
About La Trobe when it was opening a couple of weeks ago.
I have not personally, so they've had pretty decent weather, a little bit hot on that side, but seems to be going well, and we're going to see Friday night, I guess, the opening game.
The crowds have been tremendous, and they've had this series of celebrities. I saw Coach Tomlin with his mom at camp, which was really cool, because you see, suddenly Coach Tomlin looks like her son, if you know what I mean. He had that look on his face, like he was just so happy to be with his mom at camp. And some of the celebrities, Bret Michaels has been up there, Smokey Robinson, all these people want to go to camp. They've had tremendous crowds. And you're right, the preseason starts Friday at Acrisure with the Houston Texans, and that's hard to believe.
Well, you know, Coach Tomlin, that's always got to be a little nerve-wracking that your mother's looking over your shoulder as you're probably wanting to yell at him and like he was an 8-year-old boy. You know, you still become when your mother's around telling you to do things.
I wonder if she ever says, Michael, why did you run that play? Oh, Mom. All right, coming up, we're going to take you to Greene County, and a rare Secret Service commissioner will join us next on the Big K Morning Show. 7:25. This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with Rich Fitzgerald every Wednesday on our 7 o'clock hour. He is the executive director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission. 10 counties and the city of Pittsburgh working with people like Commissioner Jared Edgreen from Greene County, who happens to be a welcome commissioner, a former Secret Service agent, Rich tells me.
Ed Greene. Good morning. How are we doing?
Good morning, Commissioner. I just want to set this up a little bit. Commissioner Ed Greene is in his first term as county commissioner. He had served this country in the Secret Service in Washington for a number of years, almost a decade. But like many Pittsburghers, he wanted to come back home to his hometown of Waynesburg in Greene County. And as the chair, he's the highest elected official in Greene County. He also serves on the board as vice chair of the fair board. And that's what we want to talk to the commissioner about. Exciting week with the fair going on. Welcome, Commissioner.
Well, hey, thank you very much for the introduction. I'm honored to be on such a storied radio station and morning show. Yeah, we're very excited about our 157th annual Greene County Fair. And our theme this year is Carry the Torch, as we have many new board members on the fair board, some returning, and we're carrying the torch and honoring those board members who went before us and spent countless hours, blood, sweat, and tears, and making our fair such a historic fair. And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention one of the greats who spent over 40 years making sure the fair was a success, Mr. Larry Marshall, who passed away last year, a fireman who spent over 40 years making sure it was a success. And so we remember him this year. We carry the torch, and we are looking forward to a historic, record-breaking year this year.
And you and your team, Commissioner McClure and Commissioner Zimmerman, also serve on the board. I'm looking forward, Commissioner, to seeing you tonight, coming down with my wife and granddaughter. I remember last year the animals and the acts and the things that are going on. And I understand tonight is something called the Rafter Rodeo. Could you describe that to us a little bit?
Yeah, Rafter M Rodeo. So that hasn't happened for a long time, having a rodeo come to the fair. So we're switching a few things up this year. Very excited to bring them in, trying to get some new interest in our fair. So they're coming in tonight, and they're going to be debuting something pretty neat. It's called mutton busting. So, of course, we're going to have the
mutton busting.
Bull riding. Yeah. So they're going to be bull riding. There's going to be pole bending and barrel racing, all those things. But mutton busting is when you take kids about under 60 pounds that want to jump on the back of a sheep and get let out a gate, and whoever stays on the longest wins.
Well, so how long do you think you're going to be able to stay on, Rich?
I don't know. I'm going to know if the commissioners are going to do that. I could see a good thing going on. And then Thursday night, you have the tractor pull, the Steel City Pullers, another big exciting thing for folks to see. And then Friday night, Chaos in Coal Country Demolition Derby. That sounds pretty pretty intense that we see going on. So a lot going on. Have you been involved in any of these activities, Commissioner?
So not personally involved, no. Just involved, you know, kind of getting everything together and ready to go with some of our exhibitors and vendors. But yeah, smoke and noise, you know, from when we were in January, we went back to the Pennsylvania convention for fair convention. They talked about way to put butts in seats is smoke and noise. And so we got Steel City coming in Thursday. You know, with the polling, we have Friday. That's a big one, Demolition Derby. And then Saturday, once again, Steel City is going to come back. Tractor and truck pulls starting at noon, going all night.
And this is an easy place to get to when you from Pittsburgh, just straight down 79. Get off at the Waynesburg exit, and you're about a mile right off of that exit to make a right, and you're right there at the fairgrounds. As you said, 157 years. That's incredible, incredible tradition that you have going on in Greene County.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, our proximity is great. We are, yeah, just about less than a mile off the 79 exit number 14. Just travel west, and you'll run right into it. You're going to see the lights. We got a great carnival this year with a lot of new LED lights, and it's going to be great.
And you can find out more by going to greencountyfair.org. I got to ask you, though, Commissioner, before you go, how does this Secret Service agent become a county commissioner? What led you to this role?
Well, I'll tell you what, I traveled the world. I tell everybody this. I've traveled the world, and there is something about Greene County. I grew up in Greene County. And traveling the world was great, but it didn't lead to a work-life balance. And when I wanted to get more back to life and family, there was no better place I wanted to be than Greene County.
Boy, that's a great work-life balance, so important no matter what you do. What's one thing about Greene County you'd like to say, hey, to everybody else, hey, you should know this about Greene County?
Well, listen, we got, you know, deep roots into agriculture, and coal. We have some great hardworking people here. You come down to our fair, you're going to be treated just like a neighbor, and it's just going to be a good old-fashioned time here, and it's a fair that you see on movies and TV. It's really what you want.
Like a Norman Rockwell painting.
It really is. It's a lot of fun. And if you want to take your kids and grandkids to something exciting and something that they will really remember and enjoy, make the trip down 79 into Waynesburg.
Hey, thank you so much.
We appreciate you.
Thanks, Commissioner.
Thank you.
See you tonight.
Thank you.
All right.
We'll see you.
Greene County Commissioner Jared Ed Green on the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with Rich Fitzgerald wrapping up this hour. Interesting to speak with Jared Ed Green, who is the chairman of the commissions in Greene County. I'm just fascinated about his previous life as a Secret Service agent. I'm sure once people find out, they want to ask him a bunch of questions.
I'm sure, and I'm sure particularly now that they're having these hearings about, you know, what happened in Butler and what's going to continue to go on, security being such, just the world we live in these days is such, and as these candidates go around the country, particularly they're going to be here in Western Pennsylvania, as we know, because being a battleground area, we're going to see them. We're going to see the presidents, the vice president candidates, et cetera. So he would be an interesting person to have a conversation. And of course, you don't know what they can say, right?
And I'll tell you who I really respect and enjoy is another Central grad, Ron Layton.
Oh, yes.
Who served four presidents with the Secret Service. He's a fascinating, brilliant man, and I enjoyed our conversations, and he was downright angry on the air about what transpired, and hopefully they'll be able to rectify whatever lapses and issues they have. And another shout-out to Central's Michael Grady.
Gold medal. How about that?
On our rowing team.
Yes.
You guys keep checking the boxes.
Our Western Pennsylvania folks have done pretty well in the Olympics and served us well in Paris. So these Olympics have been, I mean, there's been so many other things going on. I know, I tell you, my wife and daughter, they're just glued to the TV watching the Olympics. And last night, you know, trying to flip back and forth between the Pirate, the rain delay, right, and when is that game going to start and all that. There's a lot going on.
I was surprised they got the game in. I think it was total 3-hour delay when that wave of rain came through. I'm like, there's no way they can play baseball. But that park, as you know, is set up for drainage, but it was too much for even there in the outfield.
It looked like, you know, somebody in their backyard trying to figure out how to clean it up for the graduation party that they were having. And it's like, can we get a pump from Home Depot? Can somebody run out and get a squeegee? I mean, they got it on, but it was interesting to watch. And the announcers had no idea, is this game going to be canceled? Poor Greg Brown knew, you know, he wanted it.
They probably said, can we just double up tomorrow? We'll go home because they're not going to have that issue.
Those days have gone. You remember the days when they used to play doubleheaders. They don't do that anymore.
They don't
want to
do it.
They want to throw everybody out so they can charge them twice.
Only rare occasions will they do that. So as we close our session today, what's on your mind, Rich?
Well, I want to mention a couple other. The VA is looking to hire. I mentioned the job fair, and the VA up in Butler is going to be having a job fair next Friday, August 16th at 11 a.m. We talk about jobs, and I know it's not the most exciting thing, but that really is what drove so many people away from this region 30, 40 years ago, and why we have Steeler bars all over the country, because ex-Pittsburghers who had to move away. Now that we have these jobs, we want to make sure we take advantage of them.
And you know what I've seen, and you've seen this too, where people, just like Jared Edgreen, who was somewhere else serving the country and then decided, I want to come home. And a lot of people do that also when maybe aging parents, they want to be near their parents and help them. So they come back. We do have people that love to come back home.
That is a classic story. The Pittsburgh boomerang, as people, again, maybe go off for various reasons, want to go explore the world, or they get a job in Washington or New York or LA. But then there's something about this place that pulls you back. And you want to come back, and especially if you've married your significant other is a Pittsburgh, Western Pennsylvania person.
It's funny because all the athletes you meet, when they end up staying here after they played here, there's usually, in the case of Steelers, Pirates, Penguins, they met a Pittsburgh girl.
I like to say, regardless of the male or female, the Pittsburgher always wins that battle. They always get the Pittsburgher gets the win in bringing their significant other back to Pittsburgh to raise their family.
Always appreciate your time. We'll see you next Wednesday. Thank you. And to Caitlin O'Connor, too.
Caitlin keeps us in line, that's for sure.
Thank
you. So keep going, Larry. Have a good week.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers. that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.